It's a couple of minutes past 1 o'clock on this Sunday afternoon. I'm Stevie Zoom here at KEXP. Hope you are well and enjoying the weekend. We are ready for some live music here in our studios and really glad to have these guys on this Sunday afternoon. Francisco the Man, they're playing tonight at Barboza. They will be in Portland tomorrow night if you're going to be that way at Mississippi Studios. Loose Ends is their recent debut album. To my left here is Scotty on guitar. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
If you could quickly introduce the band members, or most guys got microphones if they want to introduce themselves to our listeners.
Of course, we have Brock playing guitar over here, Abdel's on drums, and then Nestor on bass.
Mm-hmm. All right, again, thank you guys all being here. And if you're ready for a couple of songs,
that'd
be wonderful. Live music here at 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to Francisco the Man, a couple of songs from their debut album, Loose Ends, and they're playing tonight at Barboza. Again, thank you guys for being here this afternoon. A number of weeks ago, when I first saw that you were listed to play on a Sunday, I told my assistant, who's with me on Mondays, I said, God, I'd love to see if they get those guys in for a Sunday afternoon. And then my email later on that day confirmed it.
Awesome.
So thank you for being here.
Yeah, we heard we were really excited.
All right. This debut album, you guys have you have a long history before a debut album. Is it easy to sum up in two or three sentences?
Life.
Yeah.
I could sum it up in one word, I guess.
You guys, there's been an EP, a couple of singles. You guys started quite a few years ago,
yeah.
But then life, yeah, some band
yeah.
member changes
I mean,
and
we,
moving.
We had one guy change. It's kind of just been, we just stuck with the same name, kind of.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of bands always change their names, and it's the same band, you know, same four guys, same three guys. So we've been playing together since high school for years, yeah, most of us. So yeah.
And there was even a little hiatus for a while.
Yeah, I mean, we took a lot of breaks. We were real lazy during college and stuff, and, you know, like, we all had jobs and girlfriends, and these guys have wives, and we're all, you know,
yeah,
doing stuff, so.
I often, not often, but sometimes I think a band, when they get together and record an album real quickly, I sometimes think they do it a little too quick. And then in your case, though, it's like, wow, these guys, their first full-length album after nearly 7 years. That's on the other end of the scale.
Yeah, so. Too long, for sure. Yeah.
I read, did you guys start off as an instrumental band?
I wouldn't say that's me and Nestor used to be in this. Nestor wasn't even in it, but it kind of... I started off with my cousin Mike. We had this instrumental band, yeah. And then it's kind of slowly started growing to Nestor and Abdel, and as people would rotate in and out. So.
There's a couple on the album, there's a couple of really lengthy songs, which are really nice, and it just kind of sounded like maybe those came from instrumental music and then wrote lyrics afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what these guys think, but we're pretty heavily influenced by stuff like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's like to have fun. Yeah.
So, Scott, are you primarily writing the lyrics to the music?
I write all the lyrics and the melodies. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So finally, what impetus got things going to finally get it in gear for an album? Was it just everybody was just had the time and you were on page for that?
I don't know. What do you guys think? Get some input from the rest of the guys.
I think we were aware that it was time for an album.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And then. All of us were getting married. Well, not all of us, sorry. Three of us got married, and it was kind of like, well, we should probably do this before we all get married and get it done. So that's kind of what happened.
Got to sort of mark history there. It's like, hey, we did this at some point.
Yeah.
So you guys have been this right now that you're playing tonight here at Barboza and tomorrow in Portland. You're based in Los Angeles, and this has been a West Coast trip that I presume has gone pretty well.
Yeah, it's been great.
You're all looking healthy, so
yeah.
I know that travel at this time of the year can take its toll.
Yeah, I think we lucked out. I mean, it's been cold for us, but the weather's
for you
been,
guys.
You know, yeah, for us. Yeah.
You should have been here last week.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think we missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we missed the worst. So.
So now with the album that has come out and doing these shows, we're at the end of 2014. Do you have much planned out at all for 2015?
Yeah, we're working on that right now. Because the record came out, kind of some stuff that went on, and we didn't plan it as much as we, you know, would have hoped so. I think next year we're going to tour. I think we're going to do a big tour in February and hopefully go over to the UK in, I think, April is the plan.
All right.
Yeah.
Working out
a few kinks. Yeah. Probably visit the West Coast maybe again in March.
Loose Ends is the debut album by Francisco the Man. They're playing tonight at Barboza. If you're ready for a couple more songs.
Yeah, of course.
We'll be right back.
Live music here at 90.3 KEXP. You're listening to Francisco the Man. Big Ideas is the name of that song, and all the songs on the debut album, Loose Ends. Tonight, they're playing at Barboza, and if you're in the Portland area tomorrow night, they're going to be at Mississippi Studios. Thanks so much again for being here.
Yeah,
playing
for
the
sure.
music is wonderful, and good luck with everything in the next year.
Awesome. Thanks
for
so much.
For the band. And a big thank you to our engineer, James. It's 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.